Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is hit by the pitch. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Haney and he is out, Garner applying the tag. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is hit by the pitch. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Downing and he is out, Dent applying the tag. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Downing reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. Broemer moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Downing and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0 for 1 in the game. 10 Arche takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. 10 Arche moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. North takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Campaneris bunts towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Broemer covering, for the out. North moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Broemer moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent strikes out. There goes Broemer. The throw from Haney and Broemer is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene 10 Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. 10 Arche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. 10 Arche is called out on strikes. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards first. Ten Arche reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Phil Garner. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Larry Haney. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Downing and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. North takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Downing and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Larry Lintz now playing second base. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Broemer bunts in front of the plate. Hosley fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hosley for a passed ball. Lemon moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Sal Bando. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche bunts towards the mound. Gossage catches it and throws to first to double up Alexander. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Downing and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Sant now playing second base. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Baylor throws the ball into Hosley who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Downing goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Stein now playing third base. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Clay Carroll now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. North bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Downing and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field. Bradford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bradford. North scores. Campaneris moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien now catching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tenarche hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-4 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fingers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hosley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-4 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McMullen hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. North bunts towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Hosley moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien strikes out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Hosley and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Broemer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Broemer reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sant hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.